HBO to release Biden documentary Year One, a political odyssey just before midterm elections, by David Ng on October 8, 2022. HBO has timed the release of a new documentary on President Joe Biden's first year in office to just 3 weeks before the midterm elections in what appears like the latest effort by Hollywood to rally support for Democrats and make the deeply unpopular Biden look more presidential. In one indication as to how Biden will be portrayed, the documentary is being executive produced by far-left New York Times White House and national security correspondent David Sanger, who is also a frequent personality on CNN. Year One, A Political Odyssey is set to debut on HBO October 19 and will also stream on HBO Max. On Friday, the cable network released the first trailer for the documentary, which features talking head appearances by Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, and former White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki. Watch below. HBO is billing the documentary as a rare glimpse into the inner working of the White House. Other administration officials interviewed include National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, CIA Director William Burns, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, and climate czar John Kerry. The trailer portrays the Biden administration as a victim of the Trump administration's legacy, with the pandemic still raging as Biden is sworn into office. Even in that moment of joy and renewal, people were extremely conscious of the inheritance we had, Blinken says. Year One covers Biden's catastrophic withdrawal from Afghanistan, but in at least one scene, downplays the calamitous episode as a teachable moment. The Biden administration learned from the mistakes in Afghanistan. They responded by getting ahead of events instead of being behind them, said one commenter. It remains unclear how and when the Biden administration has ever gotten ahead of any crisis either at home or abroad. The documentary also focuses on Russia's invasion of Ukraine and a newly emboldened China's aggression on the world stage. As Breitbart News reported, Biden is facing embarrassing approval numbers, with a recent Civics poll showing only 39% of registered voters approve of the president heading into the midterms. Most voters also believe Biden has divided the country despite promising to unite it, according to a survey from Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.